So we're holding the Siman Shin Mem Zion. We did the Siman, but we didn't do the Mishnah Berurah yet. Okay. So we said the Midoraisa, the person's only chayiv if he has both the Akira and the one individual does the Akira and the Hanocha. But if they split the Akira and the Hanocha between two people, each one's going to only be Potter, etc. Ella, Shizedikr Malacha Shlema, the definition of the Malacha of Hitzor is when there's a kira and the transfer and the hanocha. Shakar chavis mishuzeh v'niyach mishuzachar. So he's done all of the steps of the malacha. Abli meino yisa elachatzi malacha. So he only did half of it. Oishanas the malacha shleim al yadei shleim, or two people did it together. Shizeh oikir b'zeh v'niyach p'turim. Shkein d'arshu rabbeseinu zal mikroi b'herakama the Shabbos. So Chazal learned from Sukkim that you have to do everything to be chayiv. Mirchiv, gabi chiyuv kratos, mi'amoritz bas, so you saw. If somebody from the member of Klai Yisrael, as they've done the Aveira, says bas, as they've done it, ha'oi says kula chayiv kratos, well ha'oi says miksosa, he has to do the it, meaning the whole thing. Yachid ba'osa, he saw chayiv, shnayim ba'osa, he saw p'turim. He, mi'amoritz, it's one individual doing it. Not two people doing it. Chomach Rabban Nazaser, Shema Yavam Kalech Bechad Lasas Malach Shlema. So Chazal answered, either one, each one doing half, because eventually we're afraid that one person will end up doing the whole thing. Okay, so the Chiyuv the Raisa only is if he's Oiker from, let's say, Rishus Yochid to Rishus Rabbim, or vice versa.
But it's interesting, because if one is Oker and the other person never takes it, right? If the person outside is Oker and puts his hand into the Shusha Yachad, then at that point it's not even... Is it the Rabbanan then? Is it a Chaksi Malacha or is it Shnaim Shasuha?
Well, if the other guy never takes it, what happened to it? Where is it?
The person standing outside is Oker, the Chayfex, and moves his hand into the Rosh Hashayachud. So it's not even when a Shnaim Shasa'uha, it's just that he did a Chaksi Malacha.
Right, that's what he's saying, right? Any scenario like that is
right, it's not just they both do it together.
Correct.
Okay. So now I'm confused. Wait a second. I thought if person number one is okered from a Rishus, I guess, a Yachid.
And either way. Yeah,
or, okay. Or from a Rishus Rabin, and he sticks it inside the house.
Right.
So now, from a Rishus Rabin to a Rishus Yachid, you're saying, even if the other person does take it out of his hand, is there an Isser there, or he did something Isser just by what he did already?
There's too many he's in that sentence.
Should I say she?
The scenario we've been using, Reuven's been inside and Shimon's been outside. So your scenario, Shimon picks it up and puts it inside. And now nobody's taken it yet. So right now it's still in Shimon's hand, but it went from outside to inside.
Right.
So Zeb asked me, is that also Mirabonon? The answer is yes.
Yesterday you said that the hand goes over his body. His body is in the Rishus Rabim. The hand is attached to him, so it's still in the Rishus Rabim.
What I said yesterday was that two things. When the person's hand and the body are in the same Rishus, then being on the hand is equivalent to being in the ground. But when the person's hand and his body are in two different Rishus, so then it's not considered munach in either place, because it can't be considered munach in Rosh Hashanah because the item is in Rosh Hashanah. It can't be considered munach in Rosh Hashanah because it's in the hand which is attached to Rosh Hashanah. So right now it's nowhere. It's in Rosh Hashanah without a hanocha. You can't count the hand as a hanocha because it's the hand and the body are in different rishus.
Right.
If the hand and the body are in the same rishus, then being in the hand is equivalent to being munach on the ground. So in this scenario, he would stop the business cases, and then in our scenario, Shimon picks it up, moves it inside in his hand, Reuven takes it out of Shimon's hand. So then the full malacha is done. We say, Shimon's also, Reuven's also. Zeb asked me, what about if Reuven doesn't take it? Reuven says, I'm not going to get involved in this. What happens now? Did Shimon do an aveira? The answer is yes. Shimon's aveira is not because Reuven finished it. Shimon's aveira because he did half of the malacha. Whether Reuven finished it or not is irrelevant. That's what Zeb was asking. Now, Moshe Ber, I'm not sure what you're asking.
Well, I was under the impression, and correct me if I'm wrong, was that if we're talking about Shimon is Oak or something from Rosh Hashanah, sticks his hand to a Rosh Hashanah Yachid, and nobody takes it.
Right.
All right? So you're saying that act is usher.
Right.
Suppose he then says, well, no one's taking it. He pulls his hand back out of it and puts it right back down where he got it from. Did he do anything wrong?
Well, as a matter of fact, the Chazal were very not nice to him. Okay? And Chazal said that once you do that, that was a bad thing to do. We're not going to let you take your hand back. And keep your hand there the rest of Shabbos. That's what Chazal said.
Seriously?
Yes.
You're not joking?
No. And if eventually falls out of your hand, it falls onto the ground. So, okay, so you did it a very high skill. Because now you did a kirand. No. So if you drop it, you're going to burn a Gehenna. If you don't drop it, you're going to knock, so
you'll burn a little bit less in Gehenna.
A little less in Gehenna. So, but you're going to, so that's the Gemara Moreh Shabbos Gimel Beis. The Chazal gave a knas and he can't bring his hand back.
So then how is it, I was under the impression that if someone picked up something and put it in, and the other guy took it out of his hand, so that they were both, there was a heter there to do.
No. We never said heter. We said it's potter veloser.
Okay. So you're saying it, yes. So it's, but it's, if it's pater of al usr, but the, so in other words, it still did something wrong. But pater meaning what? From a punishment?
Pater means he's not chayv. If he did a b'shag, he would not be chayv chatas. He did a mezik, he's not chayv skill. You can't punish him.
So something you said now raises another question. You said if it's in his hand, it's like muach on the ground.
It's in the same rishus.
So if I pick up something from the ground, I did an akira.
Right.
But now you're telling me it's in my hand, it's like munach on the ground, so where's
the akira? So that's...
Good point.
So it's a good question. There's two ways to approach it. One way is you're right, that if I would stop, so the akira from that, and I don't stop, so I put it inside, so then the fact that it's in my hand is irrelevant because it's all part of the process of moving it. If at economic the person stops, you're right. So then the akira is the next moment when he moves his hand inside. It won't make too much of a difference practically.
No. Even with his hand inside, it's munach in his hand, so it's like on the ground.
No, not when his hand moves into the rishus.
His hand changed rishuyos.
Well, his hand rishuyos is not considered munach anymore. So at the moment of Akira is when his hand went inside, it left being in the rishus harabah.
But the exception to this is when his hand is above 10 tefachim. Then we don't say they're in two different rishuyos, so it's not right. Then we say it's as if it's still in rishus harabah.
What?
When I pick up my hand above 10 tefachim, I don't say I'm not in Rosh Hashanah Rabbim anymore.
Correct.
Right, that's the exception.
Right, correct. Right.
Well, hold.
If I'm holding a rock, and I come across a house that's very, very narrow, it's so narrow that I could, if the house weren't there, I could carry the rock. I have no idea because I haven't carried beyond the limit. So if I throw the rock, the windows are open, I throw the rock through one window, out the next window, it goes on the ground, but it's still within the limit that I would have been permitted to carry it or throw it. Is that okay? Or just the fact that it passed through the house?
So, the throwing something from Rishus HaRabim to Rishus HaRabim through a Rishus HaYachid is a discussion in the Gemara. Mm-hmm. I would love to pull out the names right now. So, Rabbi Kiva has this fascinating called Kluta Kamishahun Chodami. When it's flying through, it's considered as if it landed, even though it doesn't land. Right? So, but you're right. Theoretically, if you don't hold Kluta Kamishahun Chodami, so if it wasn't Dalai Lamas, so I didn't really move a Dalai Lamas versus a Rabbim, so theoretically, yeah, but I mean, I don't think it's Mutter, but because it might land in the Rosh Hashanah, but according to Rebbe, it's Chai. It's Rebbe Kiva or Rebbe. I don't remember which one. They both say Kutu Mishahuncha, but different scenarios. So Rebbe Kiva's scenario is even Rosh Hashanah. Rabin, Rebbe's only dafka Rosh Hashanah. Yeah. Okay, let's go by there. Shnayim now. Kishoyger Achavitz Rosh Hashanah. Da the same Akira. Lav daka Kishoyger Achavitz Melgabi Karka Mamish. Akira doesn't have to be taken from the ground. El afilu im hoya chevitz munach bebegodov shalavish behem erev Shabbos. Nutolam yisham uposhet yada luchutz v'nicha b'shazarab. He had something in his pocket. He pulls it out of his pocket and he passes it into b'shazarabim and puts it down. He's chayiv. The mashar yimunach mitchila bekiso echashem kimunach algar bekarke. So in his pocket, it's considered like it's munach. Why? The begodim shulavish ben betelim legabi gufa. His clothing is part of is considered part of his personage. It's both to him. And munachas aguf kanachas chavetz damya. The fact that the body is at rest on the ground is like the chavetz is at rest. So taking out of the pocket is called an akira. If he's moving, then not. So, for example, if a person realizes he has something in his pocket on Shabbos and he stops, so as soon as he stops, that's a hanocha on the item. If he doesn't stop, which is what he's supposed to keep moving, so the item is not munach. When he takes it out of the pocket, he's not doing akira. Because the item is not munach right now. As long as he's moving, there's no hanocha.
So how does he get rid of it?
That's a different question. So what about that wasn't in his pocket, it was in his hand. So in our scenario, Reuben was standing inside with the item in his hand. Shabbos starts, it's now dark, Friday night, he still has the item in his hand. So he did like Kira Arab Shabbos, right? I mean, he picked it up off the ground Arab Shabbos, but it was in his hands when Shabbos started. So if the Kira is from the ground, that happened before Shabbos. But if we're saying that in his hand is like it's on the ground, so then when he then passes it outside, that's that Kira. So he did the Kira on Shabbos. So that's his point. Plus, Yad al-Khud to Nicho Shom is come Ken Chayiv. The Masha Yimunach mitchila biyodoi, Chosha Kimunach al-Gabi Karka. The Yad al-Bagufa Dabar Echadu. So in his hand is like it's on the ground. And when he passes his hand out of the Rishos, it's like that's when he's oikered from the ground of the Rishos Yachin and moved it somewhere. And this will also work in regards to Hanocha as well. So for example, let's take an example of Shimon is the one doing the
Akira.
The Akira. And Reuben is doing the Hanocha. So Shimon's outside. The item's on the ground, make it easy. Picks it up and passes it inside. So over there, the Akira's on the ground. Because it was a fluid motion. It never stopped. That's called the Akira's on the ground. Mm. Now, Shimon passes his hand inside, and Reuben takes it out of Shimon's hand. When's the moment of Hanocha? By Reuven, when he puts it on the ground, or when he puts it in his hand? When he puts it in his hand. Because he's in the same rishus as his hand, so once it's in his hand, it's like it's on the ground. So even though Reuven takes it and puts it down on the ground, the moment of Hanocha is not when he puts it down, the moment of Hanocha is as soon as he takes it. So Rashi in the Mishnah says the case of Zelikir was Emaniah, because Reuven took it, the guy inside took it and put it down. Rechvegar asked, what do you need to put it down for? What do you need to bring down for it? Because in that scenario, as soon as he takes it, he's going to be the Hanocha was done.
Okay, granted that he and his hand and the item, the rock or whatever it is, are all in the same rishus. But suppose he takes it and he then walks, I don't know, to another room or whatever. He doesn't put it down right where he grabs it from, but he walks with it. Obviously, he's in a rishus rabbi, a rishus hayachid, so he could walk all over the rishus hayachid and put it down anywhere. Well, how is it suddenly?
As long as he is motionless. At the moment when he receives it, it's considered like it was put down.
And if he's not motionless, if he takes it on as he's moving,
so then it's not a hanocha. He's not munach either. His body is not munach. His body is not at rest. Right? So it has to be at rest. So the item is at rest in his hand, which is at rest on his body, which is at rest on the ground. That's very nice. But if his body is moving, the last part of the link is not working.
So what happens then? Suppose his body is moving when he grabs it.
So as long as he keeps moving, there never was a hanocha. If he stops, now do you have a hanocha? Without putting it down. Okay. Gimel. Okay. Now, the second scenario that the Mishabura gives us, the first Mishabura was that a person was oiker for Rishus HaYachid and he put Rishus HaRabim or Ittah. But in a scenario where one person was put his hand inside, shouldn't put his hand inside, and Reuven took it from his hands, that's the case which we're talking about now. Shimon did not put it into Reuven's hands, but rather Reuven took it from Shimon. The Nimsa Sha'asa Rishon Rak Akira Levad. The Hanocha also Hasheni. So Reuven did, Shimon did the Akira outside. Reuven, who's the one who took it out of Shimon's hand, is the one who did the Hanocha. And then, like we pointed out, that we don't need Reuven to put it down. As soon as Reuven takes it out of Shimon's hand, it's considered like it's on the ground. Take a look at the Sharet Sin and Dali pointed out. The point which you've been stressing, since the hand and the body are in the same rishus, the hand, being in the hand is like it's on the body, and being in the body is like it's on the, like it's on the ground. So Mela, as soon as Reuven takes it, it's called the Hanocha. Now it's potter, but it's also as the Mishabura, I've lost her Hatam Kanal, like I said before, because I'm afraid that one person will end up doing everything. Okay. Zeb's case. There's no second person. And all he did was a kira, or all he did was anocha. So that would also be a case of which would be which we also mean Rabbanan. Now the case of a kira without a noch, I just gave you before. Shimon picks it up outside, sticks his hand in. He did a kira, he didn't do a noch. The case of a noch without a kira is a little bit harder. I mean, where you're doing that? It was saying there's no second person. It's just him, right? So the case would have to be that the kira was done before Shabbos. So now on Shabbos, all he did was hanocha, so that's also a rabbanon still, because he's part of the malacha. Okay, now he says in the case of Sivkat and Hay that Reuben's inside has an item, reaches out and puts it into Shimon's hand. So in that case, Reuven's going to be chayiv. So if you have a chaver, if you have a chaver below the bain, a kira bain anocha, it's actually a mokum sharbala bot fachim. You have a lot of chashuva like a dollar to hell. So now the Mishabur wakes up now and asks the question. Now, could have asked it before. We defined a rishos by dollar al dollar. One did. There's a second din that for something to be considered an akira, it has to be at rest. What's the definition of at rest? So I have my very, very narrow pole, and I balance something on top, and it's going like this back and forth. So more said, that's not called. And then I take it off of that spot. It wasn't really, even though it's at rest, it's not moved going anywhere. But since the place that it was placed on was so small, it's not really considered a hanocha, which is significant, because it's not really at rest. It's teetering on the top of this thing. So even though it doesn't go anywhere, it's not, when you take it away, I didn't do a significant act. So how big does it have to be? If the platform that it's on is 4x4, taking it off of a platform 4x4 is a significant akira. Putting a hanocha on a platform which is 4x4, a significant hanocha. But if I don't have dalet al dalet in my kira or my anocha, mursa yunach chai. Mursa, the exception is a hand.
But we just said that the reason it works is because when it's in my hand and my hand is on the ground, it's as if it's on the ground. So why do I also need the reason of dalet al dalet?
The way I understand it, this is a question that's bothering me when I learned the Gemara. Some of the Chachamim talk about it, and the virtual reality concept, if it's on the ground, wouldn't be addressed by the question here is the chashivas of a Maisa Akira. When it's in a place where it's not really well placed, it's not a significant act of taking it away. That's the concept of dalet al dalet. The Gemara's Kiddush, the Ayat is considered like dalet al dalet. The way I think the Birkas of Rome suggested is because hands are a place where items belong. That is a place where you hold things. So you can't say, well, it's not in a place where it well placed, and then you're taking it away from where it belongs. That's where things do belong. So that's what the Letzalom is. That's what he says. I think it's him. If not him, it's somebody else says it. Right? So that's a cheshivas in the act of uprooting or being maniach. I have to put it in a place where the virtuality of the fact that halachically it's considered as if it's on the ground wouldn't solve that. It's an akuna cheshivas.
But why isn't that sufficient? Why isn't that enough to make me chayev even without being as if it's on the ground?
No, the on the ground part is only necessary to address the issue of. Let's go back to that scenario. Okay, so I take the item and I put it on the ground. So obviously my intent was to put it on the ground. So the final place where it belongs is the ground. So why is my hand the final place?
Well, your intent was to put it in the hand. I mean, if that was really your intent, and it's makom chashuv because it's chashuv kedal al dala, then why am I not done? And you should see a chadol of the rakia, and you should see.
No, I know that's for sure. I'm saying we need the yad and the goof and the body. But I need the body to consider on the ground to deal with my normal mayud issue.
So if you're in Shusarab, it's in that direction, I understand.
Right. So that I need, right? So, but that gives me a concept like it's on the ground. Now, my hand's moving around like this. So it's dala al dala, but it's not at rest.
If the hand is moving, but you're not moving.
So what would happen over? The answer is yeah, but that doesn't bother me.
Right. Okay.
Saying,
okay.
So we need.
If your hand is actually at rest, you wouldn't need both.
Theoretically, you wouldn't need both. Right.
Okay.
Okay. Everybody, so let's hold it here.